Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to rehab on June 19, 2018. One more time. It's been a long 2 weeks. I can't even explain all the things that's been going on for 2 weeks, but it's been going on. You know. Hope everything is going well with you. How was your weekend? How was your last 2 weekends? How was your last 2 weeks? Mine, it's just life is a process, you know. A lot of times I'm on here talking about making lemonade out of lemons and, you know, thinking positively and all that good stuff. And it's just really hard. It's just really, really hard. So, you know, you do what you have to deal with in life and try to find a good out of it, and you go from there. This is your first time listening to rehab. Very simple rules to rehab. There's no judgment, no salt, no shade, no negativity, no pessimistic thinking. We're all about optimism and thinking positively here. And also in rehab, if you're in rehab, you might as well relax. Because this is what I do, is to relax. And this is what I want you to do, is relax. The purpose of rehab is for you to cut out the outside world and all the issues and problems you have. And leave that outside of the door of rehab to just relax and be in your zone, in a good zone. So, you know, it's like I said, it's been the last crazy 2 weeks, so to speak, but I'm here and you're here, and that's a good start. I'm still happy. I'm still in a good mood, but you know, these things change from time to time. I mean, tomorrow morning it'll be another morning. I wake up and it'll be hard because, you know, getting up and going to work and all of that is a strain in itself. So, speaking of happiness, what makes you happy? Is it money? Is it drugs? Is it food? Is it people? Is it travel? Is it helping others? What is happiness? You know, what is happiness? Is the happiness? Happiness is like fear or sadness in a way. It's really hard to explain. But everyone knows when they're upset, and they can tell you when they're mad, and they can tell you what made you mad. But it's hard to tell actually happy. Like, as a child, that's not a problem. Children, they seem to smile and laugh and enjoy themselves without any issues or any problems, without anything getting in their way. You notice that about children? Children seem to effortlessly effortlessly enjoy life. And when did that all get taken away from us? You ever think about that? Think about how all that some way, somehow just got ripped away from us. Is it responsibilities of life? Is it bills? Is it not making enough money? What happened to us in happiness? And how come it's so hard to obtain happiness? So, you know, happiness is a very, very elusive thing as the older you get. Because even if you have all the money in the world, you can't necessarily say that you're a happy person. A lot of people with money aren't happy. But you can't say that. You can say that someone that's dirt poor, living in tent, living on Skid Row, is happy too. But maybe they are, because there's some happy, completely broke and completely poor people. So, happiness. One, why is it so elusive? And two, once we get it, how do we keep it? How do we pinpoint it? And so, when you think about happiness and how you get happiness and what makes you happy, think about it. Just think about it. When you think about it, try to pinpoint what makes you happy and then try to figure out how can you keep the happiness and why does the happiness waver. I know I threw a lot of questions at you just now, but happiness is one of those things. It's so hard to tackle, so to speak. It's one of the greatest running backs ever to run the ball. It's the greatest dribbler ever. You can't get the ball from his hands. So when you think about happiness and how you obtain your happiness, also think about how to keep it. I'm going to let you think about that. I know it's a lot to think about, but I'll be right back. Happiness is a desperate need, but it's so hard to get. And once you get it, it's really, really hard to keep. And so, you know, like I always try to apply my life to what I talk about on rehab, because, you know, what's the point of throwing all these questions at you all and not giving some feedback on how I feel about it? So, okay, happiness for me, right? Let's just go through a day in the life of me. Not that you care, but we're just trying to compare and contrast on how to get this happiness thing. Because if I can get you happiness, then that'll make me happy, and then we're all happy. And then there's some peace in there somewhere. So there you go. But all right, to the point. So I'll get up in the morning, not happy. Now, I'm happy that I was able to wake up again, and I'm happy to have a bed to sleep in. But when you're tired in the morning, all that is sleeping. So happiness isn't really, really a part of the morning unless I force myself to think about it and enjoy it and appreciate what I have in happiness, right? Okay, and then I go to work, and then I go, work's okay. As I'm driving to work, I skip my drive. So as I'm driving to work, I'm happy to have a car, happy to have a mode of transportation. And then somebody cuts me off the track, then boom, happiness is gone. I'm having road rage. I'm not yelling at people. I don't get that angry in traffic, but, you know, I almost do. So happiness is cut off there. You get to work, you're happy you have a job, then work starts coming in, and stress starts piling on. Happiness is also cut off. And then lunchtime, it's like, ooh, food makes me happy, right? Then eat the food, feel kind of full. Feel kind of satisfied, and then go, yeah, got to go back to work. but I do have a job. But really and truly, I'm just waiting to get off some days. But I want to help at my job, but I also know that, you know, I only can help but so much. And so that's fleeting too. Then you come home, then I come home, and I get to relax. And relax. In that relaxation, there's some happiness there. Like, I got a place, it has air conditioning, my bills are paid. But then when I start thinking about the bills, it takes me to money, and money is not, there's never enough of it, so happiness fades again. So I take you through all that just to say that as soon as I want to be happy, it fades down. It's like a roller coaster. Like, I like to compare a lot of things to roller coasters, but it's like a roller coaster, right? Because as soon as you seem to be clicking up on that roller coaster for happiness, something happens in your day and it clicks back down. Well, that's how I feel about it anyway. So I said, okay, all right, if I can't get it throughout my day, what in my day can make me happy? All right, good. Prime example, doing rehab makes me happy. That is one of the happiest moments in my life is doing this with you all. Because if I could bring one person peace, just one person, a little bit of peace, then I feel happy. Like, I literally go to bed happy. Not even, look, if zero people listen to rehab, but the fact that I'm trying to make people or trying to help people obtain peace, it brings me happiness. It brings me joy. Spending time with family brings me happiness, brings me joy. Putting a smile on people's faces brings me happiness. It brings me joy. So I'm saying all this to say, you must figure out what in your life or what you can do with your life that can bring you happiness and that can keep your happiness. Because I mentioned earlier, I talked about money and drugs, and I didn't mention sex and sex and food. All those things are fleeting. They're fleeting because if you fill yourself up with food, you're only going to get tired and feel fat after a while and go, oh, this was good for a second. But it does help. Food does help. It's just that you don't want to overdo it. And I guess that's the point. You don't want to overdo anything. So you save money. You could never have enough money. Okay, we have billionaires, greedy billionaires in our country that still aren't happy and satisfied with the hundreds of billions of dollars that they have. So it can't be money. Sex, yes, you can sleep around and sleep around and sleep around, and orgasms and sexual pleasures can keep you satisfied and maybe happy for a short period of time. So what happens is, that's fleeting. So yet, what I believe happiness can come from is finding something that is not materialistic, that doesn't fade, that could keep you happy. If you have children, seeing a smile on your children's faces, that could keep you happy. Because even if the children don't like you, there'll be a time where they'll be back to liking you again. So I didn't get to go over for so much of happiness, but when you're pursuing happiness, I like to think that you try to go after something that isn't going to fade, like money and food and material things and TVs and technology. All these material things can fade. Find something that can please something more than your eyes or your ears or your nose and your smell and your senses, something that can please you inside. And that's why I like to bring peace. And that's why I ask you all to bring peace to other people. Because when you bring peace to other people, there's a chance you could bring peace to yourself. And maybe, just maybe, happiness will come along with it.